For 3 decades, there's been no public street parking right outside the many local businesses which ring Madison's Capitol Square. Store owners say lack of convenient parking, along with stiff competition from outlying shopping malls, drove customers away. Peg Schultes owns a children's clothing store called Capitol Kids. She hopes the city's installation of 27 parking spots will help bring customers back.
Those little things can make a major difference. For us, one or two more sales a day makes a big difference between a good day and a bad day.
There's long been the contention that Madison lacks downtown parking, something Alderman Mike Verveer disputes.
Well, that's hogwash. All the statistics will tell you that there's plenty of places to park downtown in our ramps.
Nevertheless, Verveer supports the addition of more parking around the Capitol Square. The downtown alder notes the existing free parking around the square is mainly reserved for state officials. The metered public spots are expected to bring in $30,000 annually for the city of Madison. Mayor Dave Cheslevich says he pushed for more parking to accommodate motorists, but he didn't want to ignore the needs of those using bikes and buses.
We didn't want to do anything that would exclude buses from the square. We had significant issues with making sure the square continued to work for bicyclists, and we've done that.
Cheslevich used to head the statewide environmental group called 1,000 Friends before being elected mayor of Madison. Shimmy Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.